Nothing drives organizers of the Bristol 4th of July parade crazier than hearing a reporter describe it as the oldest in the country. It's not. What is true is what's on the town's welcome sign, which reads, "Welcome to Bristol, home of America's oldest 4th of July celebration." You see, it hasn't always been marching bands and drum and bugle corps. The tradition started in 1785 with what was called a patriotic exercise, basically the reading of speeches at a local church. Bristol Parade historian Richard Simpson, author of the book Independence Day, How the Day is Celebrated in Bristol, Rhode Island, says the parade may have morphed out of these patriotic exercises.
Through my research, what I came to understand from all the documents I was reading, that as the town population grew, people were meeting at different corners, different places throughout the town to get together to go to the patriotic exercises at the congregational church. So actually, it was an informal parade. And who knows, maybe at that time, the musicians who were going to play at the exercises went along with the people who were, you know, the citizens going to the exercises. And so the town council figured, well, it was about time to put some order to this, and they appointed a chief marshal to make the thing more coherent.
According to Simpson, since 1785, there have been only 8 times when a parade wasn't held. The most common cause is economic distress. But in 1881, it was canceled over the assassination of President James Garfield. The town's population of roughly 22,000 more than quadruples on the 4th of July. And at 10:30 sharp, the parade steps off from the corner of Chestnut and Hope Streets. The 2.5-mile route can take 4 hours to complete. In recent years, spectators have had to wait until 6 a.m. to stake out prime viewing spots along the parade route. Bristolians, hospitable as they are, got tired of people camping out in their front yards, according to parade historian Richard Simpson.
That kind of ticked off the people who actually lived along the parade route because they felt that the grassy area in front of the house belonged to them, and they wanted it for their own guests. But these people were coming from, well, actually all over the country, the Northeast anyway, and staking out claims.
The Independence Day celebration in Bristol actually begins on June 14th, Flag Day. In the 3 weeks between the two holidays, there are band concerts, baseball games, beauty pageants, and a town ball. Planning for the parade goes on all year. Dick DeVault has been on the 4th of July committee for 10 years, the last two as chairman.
How much of a time commitment is it?
That varies from member to member. For me, it was a full-time job because I'm retired. Okay, and since I'm retired, I can do a lot more than a person who's not.
And unlike some communities, which have had to scale back festivities for lack of help, DeVault says they have had no trouble finding volunteers for the 4th of July celebration in Bristol.
This is a long-term celebration. It means a lot to the town of Bristol. These are my opinions. People have been a part of it in many cases since they were very, very small. It's been here since 1785, so I guess the idea of keeping it going means a lot to a lot of people.
The parade has not been without its mishaps. In 1972, the parade committee invited then-Navy Secretary John Chafee, only to disinvite him later when he quit his job to run for the U.S. Senate. It was a long-standing policy of the 4th of July committee to invite only incumbent office holders to march. Parade historian Richard Simpson says Chafee took the rebuff gracefully, but didn't stay away from the parade.
He marched the sidewalk back and forth, shaking hands with his friends and supporters, and so he did all right. In the end, he was elected senator.
In the bicentennial year of 1976, the parade had to be rerouted after a fight broke out between marchers and spectators.
There were a group of toughs that kind of occupied a vacant lot down on Hope Street opposite the harbor. The heat and the beer got to them, and people were throwing fireworks into the marchers. So there was a group of marchers, I think they were from Canada, they broke ranks, went into the crowd of tough guys, and a fight ensued.
The parade not only draws spectators from around the country, but brings native Bristolians home as well. Each year, a prize is given out to the native Bristolian who has traveled the farthest to attend the festivities, parade historian Richard Simpson.
The person who comes the furthest to be home on the 4th of July receives a flag that is flown over the nation's capital. And people who have come from Guam, Hawaii is, oh my gosh, that's nearby, you know. When we start talking about the farthest distance, usually veterans are coming home. You know, they'll take their leave to come back to Bristol at that time. But sometimes citizens who are, you know, have jobs in foreign countries will come home.
Perhaps a prize should have also been given this year to 89-year-old Betty Grimo, a native Bristolian who has been attending the parade since she was a Girl Scout. Bristol is proud of its Independence Day tradition. It not only draws locals closer, but is a boon to the local economy. And its longevity has earned it the moniker America's Most Patriotic Town. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.